tensions are growing between the U.S. and China. The issue is a reported trip to Taiwan planned by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Last week, China warned of strong and resolute measures if the visit goes forward, and that concerns the Biden administration. Now, Pelosi would not confirm or deny the trip at a press conference last week, but she did say this.
I think that it's important for us to show support for Taiwan. I also think that we have, none of us has ever said we're for independence when it comes to Taiwan. That's up to Taiwan to decide.
Zach Cooper researches U.S. and China at the American Enterprise Institute. He worked at the Pentagon and the White House during the Bush administration. Zach, hello.
Hello. Good to get a chance to talk with you.
So let me ask the basic question. Why would Pelosi, as she reportedly is planning to do, go visit Taiwan in the first place? And what's the point?
Well, Nancy Pelosi has a very long history of supporting Taiwan and, in some cases, pushing China on everything from human rights issues to democracy. She famously went to Tiananmen Square and unfurled a poster there, you know, shortly after the protests had been put down. So she, like many other members of Congress, want to show support for Taiwan, especially as it's coming under greater pressure from Beijing.
And yet there are nervous sounds coming out of the White House, another Democrat, Joe Biden, about this visit, fears of a response from China. How might this trip amp up tensions across the Taiwan Strait?
The real risk here is that both sides believe that the other is changing the status quo. And the Chinese think that the United States is moving away from its one China policy, moving away from the longstanding U.S. policy of strategic ambiguity on Taiwan.
And just to understand you, has it been that for decades, the official U.S. position has been purposely kind of fuzzy about whether it would defend Taiwan if it were under attack? And now it seems like the message to Beijing is changing.
That's exactly right. But it's not entirely clear. Because even when the president said a few months ago that the U.S. had a commitment to defend Taiwan, the White House then came back out within a few hours and said that the president wasn't changing U.S. policy, even though he clearly would have been announcing a change in policy.
And how does this look from Taiwan? Surely leaders in Taipei are watching Ukraine, the Russian invasion of Ukraine, and seeing the U.S. and other powers largely standing on the sidelines. I mean, how much does Taipei want a Pelosi visit?
That is a great question. I think it probably depends who you talk with. I think there are many in Taiwan who will be excited to see this level of a political visit. And look, that's understandable. You know, for many years, Taiwan has wanted more U.S. support, and now they're getting it. The other side of the coin, of course, is that I'm sure no one in Taiwan wants a major crisis or certainly not a conflict over this visit. I think the concern has to be that, at least from my standpoint, I think we are sort of sleepwalking into a pretty serious crisis here that could absolutely escalate.
And let me ask you about that. Given each country is trying to interpret signals from the other side, this kind of stuff can quickly lead into misunderstandings. What do you see as potential ways this can play out?
I think the Chinese have been trying to signal very clearly that they are going to take some sort of response to a Pelosi visit. They haven't said exactly what that might be, but I think it is very clear that Xi Jinping probably feels that he has to respond fairly forcefully, in part because in just a couple of months, he is likely to be selected as party chairman at the 20th Party Congress. And so I think he will feel that he has to show strength at this moment. Exactly what he does, that's much harder to say. There are some obvious options. One is that they could challenge Pelosi's plane. They could fly fighter aircraft near the plane. And, you know, I think the expectation would be that she would probably be flying in on a U.S. military aircraft. They could declare some type of no-fly zone, at least temporarily, around Taiwan. It reminds me a little bit of what we call the third Taiwan Strait crisis back in 1995-96, when China fired missiles into waters around Taiwan. And that issue, once again, was over a visit, this time by a Taiwanese politician to the United States. But there's some precedent for this.
Do you worry that positions might harden? Pelosi's position, Beijing's position, the White House position?
Absolutely. And we've already seen this with Nancy Pelosi. You know, when her visit was leaked, I think there was a desire from some on her team to keep some space open for her, maybe to delay her visit or just go another time. But once it was leaked, you saw a large number of members of Congress, both Republicans and Democrats, coming out in favor of the visit. And then meanwhile, you saw President Biden come out in public and say he didn't think this was a good idea. And, you know, the third factor here is Beijing, and Beijing has been quite clear, and I think it would be hard for them to back down now as well.
You're striking a concerning tone, Zach.
I am. I think this is potentially the worst crisis in U.S.-China relations, at least over Taiwan, in maybe the last 25 or 30 years.
Zach Hooper is a research fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, and he's studying the U.S. relationship with China. Zach, thank you for the time.
Thank you for having me.